Okay, can we start with the meeting? We're recording this, ne? Okay. All right, for the record, Ewout Lisse, I'm chairing the CCNSO Technical Working Group. This is the usual face-to-face the day before the meeting. We have invited Adiel Aplogan, the Director for Technical Outreach, if I'm not mistaken. He will give us a little presentation tomorrow. But I also invited him whether he could come today to meet with the group, what he can do or what I can do to improve our outreach or to help us. Before we do that, I thought we go quickly through the presentations tomorrow. We have been quite fortunate in that we got the Kenyans to come and present about what happened to their DNSSEC when they got offline for a few days. And I want us to be very appreciative that this is took some convincing, not from our part, but on their own part, to come to expose themselves in that manner to an audience. And I want to make very sure that tomorrow is going to be a friendly audience. I don't want to embarrass anyone from the Acadian delegation. I also want everybody who has a similar thing in the future to be willing to come and show us what happened and what they did to mitigate this. As far as I understand it, they had to go to IANA and had their DS records removed to get it working again. But it's even something that fails is a good thing because we... many of us use the same technology, so we may run in the same problem. So it's good to know what happened and good to know what they did about it. Then the cost of doing nothing is from the Secure Domain Foundation. Norm Ritchie and his colleague will present. Then Ed Lewis will speak about updates to the root KSK. I'm quite keen on the Argentinian presentation because they really had some changes recently. They moved from being a government entity to a private entity, reduced their number of dead wood from 3 million to 700,000 domain names, and they signed DNSSEC last week or something. So I think they have got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. I recall from last time they had a speaker who didn't speak good English, so we had a translator, but they had a very good presentation. The host, .ar. So I'm quite looking forward to that one. They have really something to say. Then Joe Ebley from DUN is going to speak about their new system. They have a new platform and want to basically improve their Anycasting, and they make it available free of charge to deserving CCTLDs. And we have a long history of allowing some plug-in, especially on commercial operators who give a free service to deserving TLDs and to non-commercial operators. Then Dave Soltero will talk a little bit about the LRoot. Joao Damas, I think we have had some discussion on the mailing list. He has done a paper about DNSSEC analysis. I think his paper is still a little bit light on the methodology, which is what I'm much more interested in than in the outcomes, because he uses the same packet queue software that we used. But it's the idea is that people figure out how to do this for themselves. In the afternoon, Kim Davis has asked for some time to speak about their workflow. This has been part of some discussion at the IANA stewardship, and Jay was one of the team working on service level expectations. I have given Kim absolute permission to use my latest case with all information without any hiding of any information. I asked for a duplicate or two-level change, name server change, because we didn't change their platform, and an address change. The software picked out that it was two different problems, and it took 5 days to process the address change, and it took 5 days for the software to figure out that there was a problem requiring human intervention. And then it took about 1 minute for the human intervention to tick this off. And as we have heard from the CWG, the IANA function is hampered, or the staff is hampered apparently by perceived or whatever national security issues. In our case, I'm quite sure I would be interested what the initial security implication would have been, and he has my full permission to take. Sometimes they say no, we can't say because of the. Okay, and maybe it's a good thing to go through this in a real life example. It's not really our thing. It's a stewardship thing, but it's a good thing to actually know what can they do to maybe not necessarily shorten the time span, but give us sort of an idea that's how long it has to take for the internal processes. Would you agree with that, Jay? Good. Microphone and identify yourself. The big button on the left.
Warren Kumari. I think that also ties in nicely potentially with the .ke thing, because, you know, that required special processing out of band, magic, panic.
Yeah, if I listen again, they have got this emergency number, and so that if routine processes take a set amount of time, we can be arguing about that set amount of time or not, but if emergencies can be handled as emergencies within reasonable time, that's basically all what we need. Then Sullivan from DUN, Andrew Sullivan will speak on behalf of the IATF of the CARES workshop. Then Ariel will give us a short presentation on what they can do. Then .NICCR has asked for a time to present their current model. Jacques Latour has had some stuff. I don't really know what it is about. It's a short notice addition because somebody from Chile had a compassionate cancellation. And then at the end, we are going to do a PGP signing party. Yeah, Robert Guerra was involved with Woodcock and Robert Martin Lejeune last time, and we felt it might be a good thing to sort of formalize this a little bit, give a little presentation on how this works, and then do a ceremony. For that thing, I have written us a little Perl script, which basically takes the keyring from Big Lumber, pulls it apart, and generates something like this. Hang on. Yeah, so that I will hand out to everybody so that everybody who is participating has one sheet like this. Then we will have where all the things are on. I can email it out as a GPG signed thing so that people can know that it's correct. And then I have also done something like this. So for every key we can generate an empty page. I have got this little toy here that I got from America. I'm just not going to build it together, but basically we put an iPad on here, put that paper on, put the passport on so everybody can read that things, and then we can have this, and we don't have to go and identify ourselves with the passport running around all the time. The iPad, I've got connection to put the iPad on this thing, so we basically have a live thing, so I think that should do the trick.
Can we have a small round of applause for Dr. Lisser for inventing something here?
No, we must give this applause to Warren Kumari because Google was my friend. No, but I Googled for this and I found, and I must say this company is a small, very small company. They were extremely helpful in rushing that thing to Stephen so that we got it in time. I only figured this out over the weekend and I found I like toys. My wife says toys for the boys, and I think that's a really good idea for not only for this, but for a PGP ceremony, that's actually the ideal thing. We set it up that everybody participating gets to check his key against his computer, signs it on a paper, and then says when he puts it on, this is my passport, I've checked the key, this is the correct key, and we just read it once, and we don't have to read it from a second source, and so that should streamline the process. Christina was very helpful in getting us a room every day at 1 o'clock, Retiro A, B, or C somewhere. We it's on there. So if we have stragglers who want to do this, we can meet there and sign the keys. Okay. So now that we've gone through that, I think Ariel should give us a few words what he can do for us. On the left. Yeah, thank you, Robert, and thank you also for allowing me to meet you all. I think this is the first time I'm joining the working group and paying a little bit more attention to the tech day within the ICANN event. This is not much more about what I and we can do at this point, but from hearing from you what you want us to do together and how we can advance the tech day. So just to brief you, within ICANN there is some change going on right now to improve or to better highlight the technical aspects of ICANN role and responsibility. And recently a new executive group has been set up within ICANN structure for that, led by David Conrad, that you all know, plus myself, taking more care of the external relation part of this. So clearly it is an objective for ICANN to make sure that what it does highlights better the technical aspect of its role. As you can see from the past few months, year, it has been more on internet governance, and with the transition it has not helped either. But we need to bring back and rebalance the thing from the technical side. As I mentioned to Albert, I think that the Tech Day is a tool that we can really build up on in this objective of ICANN, because the Tech Day, which is a CCNS Tech Day now, but I guess it is gradually evolving to something wider than that, and I think we can talk more about that. Is and should become a venue where technical community that has a link with the domain name system. When I say domain name system, I take it in a very wide sense, the DNS plus IP address that completely can come and express and contribute and to what ICANN does, but also showcase what they are doing. So basically, this is a very important step internally for ICANN. And this has to be reflected in the external engagements of ICANN through the meeting and etc. So what I'm more interested in is to hear from you, from the Tech Day Working Group, what you think we can do more to evolve the Tech Day from what it is today, to improve its outreach, to make it also more, I would say, embedded in other technical community activity around. We have identified a few elements of the technical engagement. I will talk more about that tomorrow, probably. But today, it's kind of an informal meeting with you, the Tech Day Working Group, specifically before tomorrow. So I'm more keen to hear from you. I'll be working a lot with Patrick as well. David, John Crane is part of that team as well. So, yeah.
Thank you. Jay Daly from .nz. So I felt for a couple of years now that one of the most important things we need to do is establish a thread of technical meetings through ICANN that are roughly close together, because speaking to many technical people in CCTLDs, they find it difficult to justify coming to ICANN, where you have a tech day on the Monday and then some DNSSEC on the Wednesday and, you know, these things. So I've suggested for some time that we just, you know, use coloured dots or something to show that you have a policy theme, a legal, you know, technical theme. Great.
Yeah, so if you look at the meeting schedule for this meeting, there's a different color for the technical sessions, and it says technical track. Now, the difficulty we've had so far is realigning some of the events so that they appear in consecutive days, but that's something that David and Adil will be working on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I think the tech day is clearly too short now, needs to be longer. Eberhard is regularly turning away people for presenting that have some good things to say. We So I think that would be useful to extend it, possibly by half a day, you know, if not a day. Now, that's problematic for many of us because we want to be in the CCNSO on Tuesday. So maybe extending it the other way, so it's half a day of Sunday or something, I don't know, would be useful to some of us. The next thing is it would be nice if all of the presentations were videoed and made available on the ICANN website so people can see those later, because that encourages people to then come and give new presentations, talk about things, you know, share things a bit better. That would be particularly helpful as well, I think. So, and then if you look at the technical events that take place throughout the week, it would be good if we had at least a coordination meeting of the people in charge of those, you know, just to have some discussion, because we have the DNSSEC All Day Wednesday. We have the Technical Experts Group now meeting on Wednesday afternoons. We have Tech Day. We occasionally have things such as New Who Is Technology or IDNs in something, you know, some GNSO bits that come out into things that are still really technical, but sort of technical come policy. And so if the people just met, and so normally Patrick is here, I think, isn't he? Yeah, no, that's fine. So that brings some coordination together. And then there's the SFAC meetings and other things. Just something of people meeting about those, because I don't know if you're on the Technical Experts Group mailing list, but somebody wanted to do a presentation there that was really inappropriate for that, but was more appropriate for this. And so I stopped him doing it there, but there was no space left for him to do it here, so the board man now can't do a presentation, you know, so that's not space.
Thank you. I'll make a comment later. I think there's another comment.
Hi, Christina CCNSO Secretariat. I just wanted to make a remark regarding the video streaming. And I'm working with Josh and the meetings team to see if we can have better quality meeting video streaming for Tech Day. And tomorrow there will be a web camera. It's not the best quality, but the ball is rolling, and I think we will have better quality in maybe for the next meeting and as a standard in the future.
Yeah, and what I can add specifically on that as well, which is something we have already started pushing internally as well, is to be able to have a permanent repository of the Tech Day. If you want to look at the archive of the Tech Day now, you have to go through the meeting archives, right? And what we want to do is to have a session, Tech Day session, the idea is to have a technical area session on the website itself. That where we can consolidate most of the ICANN-related technical activity there, so that when you are from the technical community, you come to the ICANN website, you know where to go at the first glance. And on that session, we'll have the Tech Days where we can pull back all the archive of previous one that we can find, and also have an environment where, you know, when you attend Tech Day or you want to know more about the Tech Day, you can have a very clear repository. So I think that will be aligned with the archives, with the video archiving, the presentation archiving, and all together. So I think it will advance the thing significantly. I think the issue around the agenda and of the ICANN event, trying to combine or consolidate technical related events, you know, all together so that it make it easy for people to attend area or where they want to, is a complex issue, but something that we can start discussing now with the meeting team, and probably the Tech Day could be, you know, the venue to start that first by extending it to more days, especially if we want to move it from CCNSO Tech Day to ICANN Tech Day, because that is one of the things we want to do. So if it is longer than one day, that is only one thing, and we can see if around that we can build some more very technical focused events around it. That needs a lot of coordination for sure, not only from the meeting team itself, but also from the coordinator of all the other community-driven events. So I think I note that, and I will see how we can push that through with David.
Yeah, hi. My name is Christian Hesselman. I'm with Dardanel, Netherlands. In addition to what Jay just said, I think it would also be good if we could somehow leverage the fact that we have the non-technical people and the policy people, let's say, in one venue. So perhaps we could create some sort of spillover both ways. which would, I think, is particularly important now with the IANA transition and all that sort of thing. So I'm not sure how to organize it, but I think that an interaction between, let's say, the policy folks or the legal folks and the technical people would be very good somehow.
The cross-exposure of the two community, you mean, on related or relevant matter? Yeah, I think if we can start with identify how we organize the technical related activity within the ICANN meeting first, I think it's fine. Because right now, I must admit, and I think you will all agree with me, that if you look at the agenda, you see that it is overwhelmed with policy related issue, especially domain name policy related issue, which is fine. But for somebody that's coming from the IP address industry, it's kind of a little bit tricky. So managing to consolidate the technical related thing is one, and probably then start having topics that can be used as the cross fertilization between the two community. We can identify them, but I don't know if you're saying the issue here.
At the moment, what irritates me most is that I have to reject presentations because we just don't have enough time. We cannot really start earlier, even if because of the opening ceremony. We could if we wanted to, but many of them will attend the opening ceremony, and then we have at 10:30 we will have a large number of people walking in that will disturb the process. I don't really know what to do. We can't really extend it much afterwards at the moment because the DNS for beginners section, which several of us are involved with, is right after 5:00. So whether we are ready to do 2 days yet, I don't know, but if the more the merrier. What sometimes I'm really worried until about a week before we start whether we've got enough topics. But in recent time, it starts to come that we have got more topics than we can use, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And the more this happens, the more I will start also screaming for more time or more days. Let's you were first.
So Wes Hartiker, thanks for letting me in the door. I've spoken at TechDay a few times. I mean, it's always been useful, but the thing is if we want to pull in more policy-related people, I think we're going to end up having to divide TechDay into possibly multiple pieces. And if you're going to split it into 2 days, maybe the right thing to do is to have 1 day which is fairly basic to what we can pull in topics, you know, that are what is DNS, right, versus, you know, later topics which end up, you know, becoming much more technical as what's the details of EPP or something, I don't know. But, you know, and I think that you need to look at the audience in terms of have you guys done a survey or anything at all to figure out what people are more interested in learning about and where their technical background is. So you can figure out, you know, what the right set of topics is in the first place. But I think if we even categorize them into, you know, the first 3 hours is fairly tutorialish for the new people that know nothing, and then the later hours are for, you know, more advanced people so we can stair step people upward.
As far as the arranging of the agenda, I usually try to make sure that as many people stay in the room as possible. So I try to mix and match. If we have got things that I think will be boring, I'll try always to build an attractive thing around it so that, because if you put the boring stuff, then you will have a large number of people walking in and out, which will disturb the process, and I want to reach as many as possible. Patrick was next.
So as much as we've improved the meeting schedule with tagging events as technical, if you look at the schedule today, there are 3 workshops that David Conrad's organized titled How It Works, Internet Standard Setting, How It Works Internet Networking, and How It Works on Domain Registry Protocols. These sessions aren't tagged as technical, even though they should be. And these are also introductory, aimed at newcomers, aimed at policy people who don't know that much about. And I was in one this morning just to see how they were going to do it. And it's the type of thing that they could combine that with Tech Day, and it could still be done on Sunday like it is now, but you could mix in other, I don't know.
So in fact, in my presentation, one of the things that I was suggesting, I'm seeing that it is already the pattern of the discussion right now, is to move from tech bay to tech bays with X, where we can have all those technical related activity, from tutorial to presentation to technical sharing all together. I think if we go there, it won't be easy to start from Monday. We may have to start earlier, like Sunday. Have part done Monday due to the opening, and then if needed even 3 days, but it can be clearly identified as I can take days, and maybe also taking advantage of the new meeting model where we have three different type of meeting and see where it could be more easy to integrate this. We still need to think that through, meeting A, B, C, and see how this fits together. Yeah.
I have a big problem with this meeting model, because Africa will get these smaller meetings, which basically means no more tech day on the smaller meetings, which is exactly opposite to what we actually want to achieve.
Yes, but
I'm concerned.
Yeah, but that is where probably we can look at how we can develop more regional cooperation between tech days and local communities. So
yeah, but we know the African community.
Okay,
that will not work.
Well, let's see how we can try to take something out. Because one of the other things as well is to see how tech day can, in its outreach or the way to make its footprint more wider. I personally believe in regional. Like, we are in Latin America, we can work more with the Latin America if it is a meeting B, so that we can have, it can be a completely separate tech days, I can take days back-to-back with the meeting, where we can have more input from the local community and get the local community more involved. And I think if in our region, if we kind of link this somehow with organizations like Afrinic, who have already some structure in, we can make some. I'm happy to help for that.
Diego? The big one on the left bottom.
Yes. Diego Espinosa. Yes, I think getting to some kind of beginner's tutorial things about DNS or DNSSEC could be some redundant with already existing sessions in ICANN now. And there is a DNSSEC for beginners just after the tech day. Then the other thing I think is for the most of technical guys coming to Tech Day, probably it would be a little bored to talk about the very basic things at the Tech Day. And the other thing is we can maybe try to create a profile of the kind of audience we have in Tech Day, maybe with some kind of survey to see the level of the typical audience. For example, if the 90% of the audience is have a very good technical skill, maybe we can think about presentations with a very good technical skill. But we need to know who is coming to the meeting really, and maybe a survey could help with that.
Okay.
Yes, I want to echo Luis's point that I don't think the two go together of tutorials and Tech Day. The two people groups who attend are very, very different, and so they can be run at the same time. Tech Day, as you know, we would just lose half the people if we went into some basic sessions, and the real need that we have is for more time for presentations of the advanced subjects. That's where we're really running out. So I also think that as technical people, we are generally, and this is may be extending things a bit much, but we are generally not that best at educators, and we're perhaps best at leaving the education to the educators to do around what is relatively simple technological subjects. And so having that as a separate stream, running at the same time as the technical or independently, is fine, but I don't think we should dilute this stream with that. It's very different.
My view on this is that we always, and we've always said this, is that we want to share experiences of CC or DLDs that other DLDs can use. And in the beginning it was mainly CC DLDs, and they are the smaller CC DLDs. But now with the new GTLD program, I think that's also a good audience, because many GTLD managers have no idea what they're getting themselves into on a technical basis. They farm everything out, they contract everything out, and then it becomes a real business problem, whereas the actual technology to do this is not as difficult. I always say if a gynecologist can do it, it cannot be so difficult. Yeah, and depending on the size, smaller, we have been through this, so I think what I'm taking with from this is that we must look at a way of getting more hours for tech, because it pains me always having to reject really interesting topics. And I had Etuate Kocka from New Zealand does some very cool measurement stuff, and he applied 2-3 weeks ago, but it was just too late. And then I had a guy from Singapore a few days ago who didn't want to take no for an answer, so to say. Topic isn't really too bad. If I had space, I would have probably also put him on the agenda, but it starts becoming a problem, a nice problem to have. To us.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I think for me it is very, I'm very happy to see that the department at least is to extend the tech day for having more topic to address. Also, I think I agree with the fact that we need to maintain or keep the level as high enough to attract people we want during the tech day. But I also believe that the tutorial could be kind of, we could dedicate, or it can be a parallel session, but I think somebody mentioned that originally, is to be able to see how we can consolidate anything technical, maybe at the beginning, or over 3 days, we call them tech days, but with the two last day being focused on high-level presentation and software, the first day is more tutorial, how-to, etc. I think something we can think more about, more around.
Warren Kumari. So I think it's not really tech day or tech days. I think maybe what we want to do is something like technical track, because that makes it clear that, you know, it's not just the one thing. And
I mean, DNSSEC is getting on Wednesday a whole day, and that is probably because of the interest that the chairman of the board has on that, so it gets a bit traction. It may be better to sort of put tech day and this sort of in one thing, so that we don't have an intervening day on Tuesday. Now, that will interfere with the CCNSO, that will interfere with a lot of other things, but in the long run, the technical part is as important or more important as the policy, that I would think.
At least I would say it's as most important as. That is the message we are trying to take across, that the technical aspect of all of this are as much important as the policy side. Not one should take precedence on the other. ICANN has a role that go across the two, and we need to make sure that it is clearly represented or translated in our meeting, in our engagement, in our posture going forward. That's all. Yeah.
So Warren Kumari again. Yes, I agree that it should be as important, but currently it's not. And if we have it on a Tuesday, I think we're going to lose a lot of the people who we hope to be able to sort of slowly bring in and educate. I mean, I know that I wouldn't be able to come because I have, you know, constituency stuff. I think many people also would be screwed.
So what are you saying? Sunday?
Sunday or...
Sunday and Monday.
Does it have to be at the end of the week? What about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Or Friday, Thursday, something?
Generally speaking, the meetings are supposed to become shorter. So on Friday there is not really much happening anymore, especially on the... We will find it tactically very difficult to propose keeping a technical track on the B meeting, where it's even the most required, when we then say we must extend the meeting by a day longer again.
Yeah. So I don't really see the. But it's good that we talk about it, so that we can start thinking about what is actually, what the implications are, what we want to do, and how do we fit this in the existing meeting structures. Maybe for future things that the meetings team should, when they look at these things, should talk to more people than. I was not really aware of deliberations of a meeting team until sort of they came out with their report. Okay, Diego?
Yes, Diego Espinosa. What about to extend this meeting on Sundays to have some very geek stuff? A few presentations instead of... We have a meeting here talking about the working group. How about to extend this time to have some few presentations from ourselves?
The
about
deep stuff.
Yeah.
The voodoo.
The very geek, the funny stuff.
So maybe what I'm going to say is a bit funny, but of course the meeting during the I can meet with meeting week is getting shorter. But what I'm noticing is that things are going backward, starting earlier. Right. I mean, if you look at this weekend, the agenda is very packed compared to previous I can meeting in the past, where the weekend is more GAC event. Unfortunately, we will have to take advantage or extend things either this way or this way. And I think Sunday could be a good day to try, as you say, maybe having the working group early in the morning and then reserve the whole rest of the day or in the afternoon. We can start gradually. I do think that pursuing the idea of looking at the meeting B and working hard to bring in the regional community in those meetings with the tech day could give a very, you know, give us more flexibility and even extend tech day's footprints farther than we can think. So maybe we it's something to think about.
My experience is that whenever a meeting is in a local area, I always try to get the local or the regional community involved. The African region is the one that consistently does not respond at all, unless they get funded. Yeah, and we have a sort of a little budget for one speaker, sort of, but so far we have not used it, and if we use it, we will use it in a way that the program committee decides whether it makes merit, and then sort of not all of us, I will not be involved in the decision-making whether we fund this. We had one presenter now who was in the beginning finding it difficult to find funding. He came there in the end himself, but the presentation was not overwhelming the program committee. So sort of after we inquired, the responses petered out a little bit, which I took as a sign that the interest for funding wasn't so good. I'm very careful in... I'm really upset when I see this in some constituencies where travel is not a means to an end, but where travel is the goal. And I am not willing to spend money on a presentation unless it's hot stuff.
Yeah. It requires some work. I fully agree with you that this is a problem, especially in the region, because I mean the industry is still young. That is my view. But I also believe that if we maybe targets people more directly, and also extend the scope of the tech day. I think that the tech day can touch on issue beyond just the domain name. I mean DNS per se, and you know that will also extend the scope of people we want to bring in, and by developing more relationship with the area, for instance, other very purely technical organization may be a first step to bring them more.
Actually, we have sometimes very interesting stuff that have nothing to do with this. We had, for example, in Costa Rica, we had Puerto Rico explain about their research into watermarking of videos. Yeah, so. I'm actually quite. We have IPv6 stuff, which is not necessarily DNS related. But as far as TLDs is concerned,
It's domain names, domain names, domain names.
Yeah, that's why I was proposing as well to make it ICANN Tech Day, so it covers the two N in ICANN than just domain name Tech Day. But it's
So just an important point. It'd be nice if you described it as Community Tech Day.
Yeah.
Yeah? Just be useful for us to just have that framing.
Okay. Patrick, you wanted to?
Well, I think I should also spend time with Adil and talk about with him on some of the previous agendas for Tech Days that you might not have seen that have had a mix of these non-DNS issues. I mean, I know Rick Lamb demonstrated a key signing tool at a few meetings ago, and there's been things that have been not immediately registry related, domain related. But
yeah. All right. Anything else?
Jay. I'm working on the working group. Sorry, design team A for development of service level expectations for IANA. There is going to be a talk about this on Tuesday at the CCNSO Members' Day, and maybe some others during the week. But I was wondering if during the hour 20 minutes we have set aside for the key signing, there are plenty of points when people are just working quietly and doing things, whether it would be useful for a 10-minute update from me on what's happening on that.
You're more than welcome to Neil Kim Davis after his presentation. He's coming on at 2 o'clock. 20 minutes on this workflow, and I was very keen on accommodating him because I want this service level thing to be discussed. We can see.
I need about 10 minutes. I've got some slides. If you think that is useful, it'd just be nice to update people on where we are going with that. And the too long don't read is that having understood the nature of now the SLA that ICANN have, sorry, that IANA has, and the resources that can be put into improving that or to even just measuring things, I'm horrified, and I think it would be nice to have some of those views shared a little bit in the technical community, because I think the perception from the IANA side is that me and some of the others are perhaps a little bit extreme in our views, when I think that we are all being extremely tolerant and trying to move it to just a very minimal baseline of professionalism, and that if we were being extreme, then it would look extremely different from the way we're even presenting it now.
As you note from my comments that I make in the public comment period to the CWG, if I had been on that group and IANA staff would have said there are national security implications, we're not going to let to show you, that would have been the end of it for me. I would have not taken it any further because there cannot be national security implications.
I don't think that was said to us. If it was, it was said to one person and didn't come forward. No, that's not the issue. I mean,
no, my point is that I'm much more extreme even than
well,
you on that.
I'm not extreme from a policy point of view at all. It's just from operational management of IT services, the expectations that I have and the ability to measure and report on those is very, very different from IANA's. So I just think that's going to be useful.
I think, as I said earlier, I don't really care whether it takes a routine chase, takes 4 or 5 days. I want it to be predictable. I want to know this is, and I want to know why it takes the time it takes. I don't care whether it takes 4 or 5 days for a routine name change of an address, street address change from Walker Street to Fischerei Street. I don't care how long it takes, but I want to know beforehand how long I can expect it to take. And we'll see what we can do. I would actually prefer you to then sort of intervene shortly after Kim, because then it is the same topic. And
I'll send you some slides.
Okay. Send the slides to Christina.
Christina, okay.
We sneak him in. We use the prerogative of the chair. All right. Anything else for this time, for this meeting? I haven't seen many keys from members of this working group yet. If your keys need to be signed or you want your keys to be signed, you must upload it to BigLumber before 5 o'clock today. Not a big drama.
put it out as an ASCII file and upload it. You don't have to be there for the signing. It doesn't have to be signed. It's just I'm not going to print to run every 5 minutes to the printer and print out an updated keyring.
Would somebody mind re-emailing out the link to the Big Lumber? Which
yes,
I've lost it.
Hang on.
It is worth resending. For me, I was trying to figure out if I had a conflict before sending my key.
You can send the key. The key ring is 2592. Biglumber.com, and then you just put in the key ring number 2592.
Yeah, but I can send out an email again. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. As I said, I need to, the production of the paper is not a problem, it takes 2 minutes to do, but I need to go to the printer, print it out, print enough copies, and I don't want, once that's done, don't want to go and do this again. If you're not there on Monday, there will be, each lunchtime, there will be an hour over lunch at Retiro where I will sit, or Diego or somebody else will sit, and as many people that are there, we can then sign each other's key. Yeah. Good. Any ideas for a theme or whatever? It's always difficult to have a theme beforehand. You basically have to depend on the people who are coming, as far as presentation is concerned. For Dublin, I will have Eduardo Cocker if he comes to Dublin. I have told him he can have this. Usually, people that I reject, tell them you have a rain check for the next meeting. So he will have one. Vicky Risk from ISC wanted to talk about EDNS or something that will have an impact. I haven't really understood it yet. It was just in passing. So she will get that spot. Already, they usually when they come with this stuff, I try to accommodate them. Patrick.
I talked to Amazon about a month ago in Seattle, and their Route 53 people are based in Dublin, and they might be willing or they're interested in coming and talking about the type of things that they do.
People like Amazon and Facebook in LA, they basically get 20 minutes on a topic of their choice. Yeah, they. If you tell them it's a technical audience, they don't plug because everyone knows them anyway. But they have got, because of their large infrastructure, they have got stuff to say. So, and it usually is a crowd. It draws a crowd. I usually try to sort of put this a little bit after lunch, that we have got one or two presentations before, so that we keep them. But I'm quite sure that they have got stuff to say. Anybody else? Just as a feedback, I've been playing with this SmartCard HSM. I've plugged this into OpenDNSSEC, and that works. However, it relies on a third piece of software, a PCSCD daemon, which crashes merrily in a absolute regularly and unpredictable fashion at least 5 times a day. So for a production grade, I had to write me a shell script to check this every hour and to kill the daemon and stuff like this. But it's just not working. But I can basically, when that daemon is running, I can base OpenDNSSEC very, very nicely, takes the smart card for $20, the smart card HSM. And there's no issues with contact, with physical contact to the card reader. It has never, even if it's lying on my computer at home, you move it a little bit, somebody cleans the house and pushes it. I haven't told my cleaner about it, that she mustn't touch it or something. So I just wanted to see, I always find it lying next to the computer, doesn't make a problem. However, this PCSD is a big drama. So, and I think OpenDNSSEC is a very complicated to set up and to operate thing. For this small situation, it's actually overcomplicated. I would really like if OpenDNSSEC could take the meat out of this and build a tool that you can manually start, that you can write it into a shell script that you can understand. That would help a lot. ISC is not at the moment willing to take the patch that Rick Lam has developed into their base source code.
A reclame has written a patch for bind, which then allows you to sign directly from the card. Yeah, DNSSEC key sign or whatever it's called, this folder. Now, the patch works, but I don't really want on Ubuntu every time Ubuntu upgrades their source code having to the version having to pull it down, apply the patch. ISC is not having a problem with the quality of the code or with the author, but it's a systematic problem that it doesn't the libraries don't really provide all the features that they want to have. So maybe it's it takes some more time to schmooze them and to convince them that maybe they should do it anyway. It's also not so much the writing of the code. If it's $10,000, I mean, my company, ICANN, whatever, that's not we'll find that kind of money, but the long-term support is probably an issue for that.
While I was researching this, I find out PowerDNS supports the smart card. So maybe that's what the doctor ordered. I will start playing with this, in particular because CockaTools has support for PowerDNS built in. So you can basically directly take the data out of the PostgreSQL database that CockaTools runs. Maybe that is something. I will give a presentation on Wednesday at the DNSSEC Automation. I'm sitting on the automation panel because that's exactly what we're looking for, a cheap, safe, stable solution that is production grade. I run it on lister.na. I can sign this. That works without a problem. The learning curve was a little bit painful because the time the key lives is sometimes very short. And then if you use a resolver that validates, your domain name goes away immediately. And then what happened to me last week is that my DNS server didn't boot anymore because I had too many old kernels on the boot partition. And my DNS time to live SOA record was very short. So an hour later, my domain was gone, which has an impact on my email. And then my access card wasn't working because I hadn't used it for 6 months because it's so stable. So, and that was the day before I was leaving, so I was starting to panic. We need to find a hardware solution that is cheap, efficient, and stable. Not everybody is able to afford $20,000 in 3 times. Yeah?
Lauren?
I can't remember, have you heard of or have we had any presentations by the Cryptek people? People who are making a open source, open design, open everything HSM?
Bring me in touch with them, and if they want to drink beer in Dublin,
yeah,
we can make a plan.
Okay, I'm part of the group. So is David Conrad, Randy Bush, a whole bunch of other people.
I've heard about it, but Randy Bush will leave town if I can rock up.
That's true. I can talk about it probably.
Yeah.
So basically, it seems reasonable to expect that many HSMs that, you know, designed and built in the US, etc., might be backdoored. And so this is a completely open from, you know, sand on upwards type thing. It's probably going to rely on an FPGA, but, you know, open compiler, open everything. And then it's going to be open design. And so the hope is people will make these really cheaply, and also people can audit them to make sure that they have some belief in how
it
works.
Who is funding this?
It's being developed in a bunch of different countries because they don't want capture by, you know, any country. Is a bunch of people funding it. ICANN has given some money. Google has given some money. I can't remember who or else, but everybody's capped at $100,000.
I'm asking because this may be an opportunity. Occasionally, these things at tech, they have resulted to interest from big TLDs or big CCTLDs to put some money. Some CCTLDs have got money in trust,
yes,
that they can't spend and they can put into projects, so it might be helpful to do this.
I think Nominet might have. I've got the list somewhere. Cause it's,
yeah. No, but stay in touch. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I think what I had in mind is asking if it's worth becoming a project that we can rally a few people around to work on the issue like that. But this project is one of them. But I know that several other organizations are struggling with the same issue with the cost of the HSM. I know we have had a long cycle when I was still at Afrinic of almost 12 months testing different kind of HSM and trying different way of doing it for RPGI, but it works for the NSSEC as well. So yeah, probably something worth looking at, including this project particularly. I know ISOC is a bit behind it. I read a blog recently about that from
Warren Carr again. So yeah, the folk who are working on it are wearing lots of tin hat, and so, you know, very concerned about too much involvement from one country or one company. It's primarily designed for like root key type stuff, RPKI, root key, CAs, that sort of stuff. So the focus isn't mainly on cheapness. The focus is mainly on, you know, preventing state actor stuff. But once it's designed, it's likely to be, you know, a processor, an FPGA, a bunch of epoxy, and, you know, some glue logic. So the expectation is, you know, depending on who you get it built by, quantity, like $1,000 type, maybe somewhat less if you don't want all the features. So, you know, anything from a couple of hundred to I'm completely nuts and want to spend lots.
Yeah, it's 253 CCTLDs. The big ones taken apart, it's maybe 100. Times 3 at 300,000, that's peanuts. Yeah, and even smaller CCTLDs, $3,000 for hardware, not a problem. But there is a very small one that can't afford it, and I'm quite sure that that's if that works, and if that is something that will take the argument out of the way, now we can't do it, it's too expensive and things. Yeah. All right. Anything other pressing topics for Dublin? Other than where the pub is going to be?
Darcy, you basically walk, leave the hotel, and then you turn right, or left, or not at all.
All right, good. Then I think we are done for today. Thank you very much for coming. Okay.